Only essential activities for 15 days in Maharashtra starting 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Prohibitory orders imposed in the state. The Chief Minister says no lockdown just yet, but the situation is scary as cases are exploding dangerously. India opens up to international vaccines. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson vaccines can now come to India. The Sputnik vaccine has also been cleared for emergency use to be made available in India by the end of May. The COVID crisis in Gujarat worsens. Crematoriums ablaze with fires. Deaths rise. Lines of ambulances seen outside the main city hospital. Is Madhya Pradesh covering up total deaths? The cremations at the Bhopal crematorium under COVID protocol alone exceed the official figures of the entire state. NDTV analyzes the numbers. Tourism is booming in Kashmir with over 1 lakh tourists since December. U.S. regulators paused Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine over reports of blood clots in 6 out of millions vaccinated. And amid the steep rise in cases during the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, lakhs converge in Haridwar for the Shahi Snan or the Holi Dip today. Well, our top focus story continues to remain Maharashtra, which, remember, is the worst affected state by the COVID-19 crisis. The Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray yesterday stopped short of enforcing a complete lockdown but announced some tough restrictions for the next 15 days that will permit only essential activities in the state. Starting today at 8 p.m., Section 144 or prohibitory orders will be imposed across the state of Maharashtra and only essential travels and services will be allowed. The new measures come at a time when Maharashtra is reporting over 60,000 cases in the last 24 hours. Uddhav Thackeray has also requested the military's help in tackling oxygen and medicine shortage in the state.
कडक पावलं उचलण्याची आवश्यकता आणि ती वेळ टोकक्षण आलेला आहे. मग काय करायचं? मी एकदम काही लॉकडाऊन असं म्हणत नाहीये, पण काही निर्बंध हे साधारणतः त्या सदृश्य आहेत. कारण ही साखळी जर का तुटली नाही तर ही साखळी आपल्याला पूर्ण गुरफटून गुंबरून टाकल्याशिवाय राहणार नाही.
Well, with new restrictions set to kick in, there are many in Maharashtra who have in fact started going back to their villages as well. Some of them are working at construction sites, some of them are fruit vendors, some cab drivers, some mechanics. They're all traveling back because they say there is no work left in the state.
Today's record high is the third consecutive day that Delhi recorded over 10,000 cases. It is also day one of 14 major private hospitals being co-opted by the government as COVID-dedicated hospitals. The non-COVID patients in these hospitals are now hassled. Veena Goel's 82-year-old mother, Saroj Gupta, a cardiac patient, has been admitted for 12 days. Today, she was told she is being discharged as the hospital is now only for COVID patients.
I wasn't really surprised when I read about it yesterday night in the news that 14 hospitals and this particular hospital, so we were really scared. But it was, I would say, thankful to God that she is stable. And of course, at home we have made some arrangements. We have a nurse and a dedicated room.
Now, cases, of course, surging in the national capital as well. It, remember, has surpassed the number of cases. It is in fact now recording more cases than the city of Mumbai. Well, let's now shift our focus to Gujarat, because in Gujarat, the COVID-19 crisis is worsening by the day. Crematoriums are ablaze with pyres as deaths continue to rise in the state, and there is a line of ambulances outside the main city hospital in Ahmedabad, clearly reflecting a shortage of COVID beds.
Ambulances with corona patients lined up outside Ahmedabad's main hospital for COVID care, the civil hospital. The facility clearly unable to cope with the rush of patients. Gujarat is among the worst affected states in the second wave of COVID. More than 6,000 new infections and 55 deaths were reported from the state on Monday. The main hospital for COVID, the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, ran out of beds and a long line of ambulances could be seen outside the hospital with COVID patients inside awaiting treatment. Medical help like oxygen had to be provided by paramedics to patients inside the waiting ambulances till the patients were accommodated.